Continuing Siman Reish Beis, we're up to Sif Tes. Shulchan Aruch says, Seifei Anavim, the end grapes, we'll see what this means. She'emes Bashlam La'olam, they will never become ripe, they will never become good grapes. V'chein Al Hanoivlois, She'ein Tamarim, these are dates, She'bishlam Usrafam Achayim V'yavshu, they were left in the sun, or the sun was too strong, and it dried out, it's no longer considered an edible fruit item. So the halacha is, in both of these cases, mevar shahakal. As we saw previously, anytime the fruit is not going to be enjoyed in a fruit form, in its ultimate pleasure form of fruit, it would have the bracha of shahakal. Sivchatim memches, soifin avim. Hainu adom hanem tzom begofnim nimaisa charev she'imis vashem olam. The grapes that grow and they're still on the vine even after the harvest in October, they're still there. They're still there in November, December, in the Chayrif, Sheimis, Bashmanav, Oisin, Mehem, Chaimis, they are simply used to make vinegar. Shabishlam, Usrafam, or you have these dates that they were scorched by the sun, Hanush, Ideas, Srefas, Achaim, it was too hot. Nisbashlu, they became overripe, Venisyapsh, and then they dried out, Venishtan, Lukakula, and it became an inferior quality product. Ushari, Mefarshim, Pirshu, Denobus, Hanim, Natorim, Sheimis, Bashmanav, Alilan, Beinach, Sharm, Lachila, that they will never get ripe on the tree and they are never good to eat. That the way you process them is you remove them and you put them in the dirt, and that's how it ripens. You have to use ancient heating methods, aka of Perek Hatmana fame in Masechta Shabbos, but that's how they understand the word noivlois. Okay, mavar shahakol. In all of these cases, you make shahakol of acharei and bar nefashas rabbis. And the bracha achorin is bar nefashas. It's not under the category of fruits. Now, v'loi dam l'sif beis gali boiser, when it came to the boiser, the unripe grape, dafi lo yilak fu halavon, even if it's not big enough to be considered a grape, mavarchin lo bar piyadama, it still has a higher level bracha than shahakol. O'mayish no sefi enovin, mavarchin liyam shahakol. So what's the difference? So yesh lemer, the shani hasam, that case, that nav ma'alyanenu, these are good grapes. Elosh l'nigmur adayin, it's not ripe yet. It's on its way. So, because it has the potential, so it's not a shahako. It's like a child with potential. There's potential here. It's not, didn't reach its capacity, so it's not ha'etz, but it's on its way. So you make hadama. Elosh l'nigmur adayin, ma'shegin ha'ad, de'mekukolamim, it's mekukol, ve'ein oin el'chemetz, it no longer has a fruit use. V'lo yadif mi'mashgin ha'etzim hen, de'vachasim ha'kshakol, it's a non-fruit a pleasure, and therefore it has a shahakol bracha. V'zel gam kein tam hayeshefarshim menoivus tmarim nevarchalim shahakol degree mishar tmarim shemus bashim ala ilam la'olam, doesn't have the flavor, the taste of a good date that grew on a tree. Next, sif yud. So sif yud is one of those sifim that you have to learn other sifim in Shulchan Aruch to fully understand and appreciate. This touches upon something we mentioned earlier, which we'll mention again later on in these halachas as well, and that's the shaila regarding fruit juice or fruit soup, vegetable soup. Halach l'maisa, most of the time you would make a shahakol, but there's it's a significant sugya. There are many stiras in there's a stira in halacha, and the rishonim have difference of opinion of how to reconcile the contradiction, and based on how they reconcile it, you have different opinions on when to make a hadama on a vegetable soup, when to make a shahakol. So we'll see some of it here. We're not going to go through the entire sugya. Halacha l'maisa, typically you would make a shahakol on vegetable soup or fruit soup, but it's important to go through the different details. We'll see what we can do through the course of these Mishnah Berurah Shiurim. Okay, so sif yud. Perish ha-shiran oy bishlam v'mayim. You have fruit that was soaked, like a pickle, or you cooked it in water. Av bishnich mas tam ha-pri v'mayim. Even though now the vegetable has given taste into the water, so the water now has the taste of a vegetable soup. So according to the Rashba, this is the Machaber's first opinion that he brings, you make a shahako on vegetable soup. He's mesopic, suffic. Maybe if it in fact received the taste of fruit or vegetables from the fruit, then mavarech bar pri. So on a fruit soup, the rush is mesupik, efshir. So very helpful in halacha l'maisa. So either you have shahakol or maybe it's a eitz. And if you know halachos brachos, the conclusion of this conversation would be Safik Brachas Lahakal. You would make a Shahakal on it. Why put yourself in a situation where maybe you're not Yotze by making a Haitz? Shahakal, you're always Yotze. So we would say Safik Brachas Lahakal. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat and Anala, Perisha Sharan. You soaked him Ace Lace to the Zeragin Lithium Tam Maim. So it was Kavush, it was soaked for 24 hours. So you make a Shahakal. El Shahakal. Let's have El Zeba Amas. Like Zeya, the same way orange juice is Shahakal. So orange soup would be Shahakal. Kedal Sifchas. Well, Dami Lamai, the Silka, the Kulishilki, which is the steer that I mentioned before. It's different than the beet juice or vegetable soup. Tavarchan Lai Bar Piedama, Kedakamas, and Rishay Sevays. What's the difference? In that case, most carrots or celery is used for cooking. People eat oranges as is. They don't have to cook it in order to eat it. Therefore, that's the difference between our halacha here and Simon Rishay. However, according to this opinion, if you had a fruit that most of it was eaten through bishul or kvisha, many vegetables are like that. So then, meishli kasanu kvishas and kamaisan mavarich alay bar beitz kuli hamba. Now, v'cholze beperishim metchilas netiyas natlu adak lachem v'shamu kvushim. That's only when it was originally planted, it was planted with the intent that it would be used for cooked vegetable items, vegetable soup. Av v'perishu darkon lachon chayim. People eat it raw. You have carrots. Rak sheyeshem yapshin ha'son v'akam v'ashem ha'son. Some dry it, then they cook it. So maybe carrots, not the right example, but maybe dill. Eim v'arach aratvan la'olam rak shahak. You only make a shahak. Afagav derek kulin v'ashem g'shem yivashin. Even though when it's dried, everybody uses it for cooking. V'kamakam t'chilas n'tiyasin. When it was originally planted, la'not lua das li'apshin ha'lachon chayim. People eat it raw, so that wouldn't limit it to that use. It's that only once it's dry, now people cook it. Even before it was dry, people would use it for regular food items, even when it was raw. And therefore, you cannot say that this isn't in the halachic status of vegetables that are only eaten ayadei shlika. Linen plime innovation my karshin kosav chay adam the medina shegadelam shmharbe. They have many of these items. So, in that case, if in fact that's the majority of that use is to cook it, so then you would make a bar pre'etz. Next, that was the sheet of the Rashba. Now, according to the Rashba, just if you only learned this sif, in our kitchens, the vegetable soup, it will make a difference if it's the type of vegetable that's used for soup, typically used for soup, or if it's eaten raw. That was the sheet of the Rashba. Again, don't go halacha l'maisa from one sif. As I said before, there are many different parts of this shaila that we have to see. Then the Shulchan Aruch brought the sheet of the opinion of the Rash. Sifkat and gimel shem nichnas, that if it has a strong flavor, maybe you, anyways, even if it's not in the Rashba's ha'etz, but the Rash himself would say maybe you would make ha'etz or hadama if it has a very strong flavor in the water. When it comes to orange juice, you make a shahakol. So what's the difference? So the yoyse nichnas tam ha'pri b'mayim my day bishol may ilus sachar ha'pri ba'atm kishu chai. To squeeze an orange and get orange juice, so the Rashba says that doesn't have the same strength of a flavor transfer as if you cooked it for many hours, you made a vegetable soup. So that water has a stronger flavor. Halacha l'maisa, what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Pasku achredim v'chatchil divar shahakol. V'chatchilo, on all these soups, you should make a shahakol. V'diyavad and berach bar pre'etz, yatza. And v'diyavad, if you made a bar pre'etz, you'd be yatza because you had the rush. V'ayim b'reishay. And you have to see elsewhere in Siman Reishay where it discusses the Maya of the Silka and the other considerations when trying to figure out what bracha we make on vegetable soup.